This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. The best way to understand the monopoly of Big Pharma and how the drug industry engages in predatory marketing and medical practices to profit from human suffering is to take a good look at what is the industry terrified by? What scares Big Pharma the most? What scares the pharma-funded mainstream media? About 70% of the revenue of mainstream media today comes from Big Pharma. So what are they most afraid of? What are they attacking the most? What are they trying to censor the most? This is the answer of, this really tells you the full truth about what's happening with Big Pharma and what they're trying to accomplish. And by the way, my name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. I apologize for the background noise. I'm recording in a vehicle, doing some traveling these days. So doing some podcasts on the road. Now, so let's answer the question. What freaks out Big Pharma? What are they most afraid of? What are they attacking the most? Well, let's start with the obvious point. They attack natural medicine. So the pharmaceutical industry funds all kinds of propaganda and disinfo efforts, whether they are consultants or doctors that they've bribed or mercenary Wikipedia editors or journalists working for mainstream media, papers and websites that pretend to have credibility, but they're really just parroting the propaganda of Big Pharma. So natural medicine becomes the immediate attack point. They want to discredit all nutrition. The insane anti-science point of view of the establishment is that there's no such thing as any food or any nutrient or any vitamin or any herb that can prevent or reverse any disease whatsoever. That's their position. And of course, it's ludicrous. It's scientific illiteracy. It's like they're wearing a dunce hat when they make such assumptions or statements. Really? There's no food, there's no nutrient that prevents or reverses any disease? Come on. It's hilarious, actually, that they would assert such things. They also attack acupuncture and Chinese medicine. They attack mind-body medicine. They say that meditation is worthless. They say that, they've even attacked women's bodies. CNN put out a hit piece saying that women shouldn't call breastfeeding natural because it might cause women to pursue other natural things which are bad for them, because breasts are bad. If you're CNN, you shouldn't have breastfeeding or vaginal childbirth. Oh my God, that's in their mind, that's a horrible thing. It should all be C-section. It should all be surgery. You shouldn't have natural immunity. No, it's got to be immunity via vaccine intervention. That's what they believe in. That's what they're pushing. That's what makes money for their sponsors. So that's what they want you to believe. So all of these areas get attacked by the pharmaceutical industry, which tells you that these are the things that threaten the pharmaceutical industry. This is what they're terrified of. Natural medicine. Why? And here's the real answer. Because natural medicine works better, costs less, and is incredibly safe. It doesn't produce the toxic side effects of pharmaceutical medicine. You don't need a prescription to get it. It's readily available. Some of it you can grow yourself. And this idea that the people could heal themselves or could grow their own medicine or rely on themselves or each other, this terrifies the medical establishment. It terrifies the pharmaceutical giants. It terrifies the doctors and the hospitals and the cancer clinics. They can't stand the fact that people don't need them. It's the same way that sort of the old school preachers would say, you can't talk to God unless you go through us. You got to come to our church campus, or you got to go through our organization, or back in the in the history of human civilization, you know, the Catholic Church had a monopoly on knowledge. The Catholic Church monopolized what today we would label under the category of science, even though it was very anti-scientific, you know, saying the earth is flat and so on. But the Catholic Church had that monopoly, and today we have similar monopolies by the pharmaceutical industry, which doesn't want people to have access to the truth, like Galileo said, you know, hey, the sun is the center of the solar system. The earth orbits the sun, not the other way around. And like today, you know, medicinal herbs have anti-cancer phytochemicals in them that actually prevent and in some cases can even help reverse cancer. Today, an herbalist is just as much scientifically correct as Galileo was. And they are just as much attacked for being correct when living in an era where knowledge is dominated and monopolized by a power structure that depends on people remaining totally in the dark. And so this medical establishment today wants you to remain illiterate, wants you to remain in the dark about natural medicine. They literally want people to be ignorant. That is their power structure. That is how they stay in power, is by making sure people stay ignorant. So they try to censor things. They try to censor books like A Mind of Your Own, Dr. Kelly Brogan, her book. They try to censor films like that Vaxxed documentary that was pulled out of the Tribeca Film Festival. They try to censor websites like my site, Natural News, which along with virtually every other independent news site was censored off of Google News several years ago. They engage in routine censorship, and they engage in intimidation tactics, and they engage in censorship, and they hire editors to use Wikipedia as a slander engine or a defamation engine to spread false propaganda. And they do this all because it's making them more money to keep people ignorant and keep people locked in a cycle of disease. That's their business model. And more people are waking up and realizing all of this and saying, geez, you're right. We've seen the Martin Shkreli's of the pharmaceutical world, you know, buy up some old drug that's off patent or even still on a patent and mark it up 5,000%. All of a sudden, it costs 5,000% more than it did last year. We've seen that happening. We've seen the drug companies, you know, admit to committing felony crimes after being prosecuted by the Department of Justice. We've seen the price-fixing criminal behavior that goes on in Big Pharma. We've seen the scientific fraud carried out by the drug companies, the medical experiments on children in Africa. We've seen these abuses of human rights and medical rights and the lies and distortions that the drug companies are putting out there. So people are waking up to this, and they're coming to realize something that the drug industry really pioneered several years ago, which is the astonishing principle that if you're in the business of selling drugs to sick people, the only way you keep making money is to keep people sick. This is crucial to understand. Big Pharma is a for-profit industry. It doesn't exist as a giant nonprofit. It's not run by angels who are trying to help humanity. It's not funded by government or a university. It's not a public service institution. It's a for-profit institution. It's corporations. Mostly publicly traded corporations with shareholders who demand that the companies keep making profits year after year. Well, how do they keep making profits? They have to keep people sick. You see, the drug industry is perhaps the only industry on the planet where if their products actually worked, they would put themselves out of business. If they actually prevented cancer or reversed it or cured diabetes or cured high blood pressure, if they had a pill that you took and it permanently resolved these problems and healed you, they would put themselves out of business. And that's the last thing they want, because there is no corporate entity in this entire system of free market capitalism, or really cronyism, There is no corporate entity that will knowingly and deliberately commit its own financial suicide. And yet, we are told by the pro-pharma media, you know, whether it's the New York Times or the Washington Post or other fiction rags, Boston Globe, we are told by them that essentially the drug industry wants to put itself out of business by finding a cure for cancer or finding a cure for diabetes. We're given this fairy tale story of the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow with winged unicorns that we can find, with leprechauns, that if we just gave a little more money to the pharmaceutical industry or paid them a little more profit, they would find the cures to all these diseases, and they would put themselves out of business and let humanity be healthy and free for life. This is an insane premise. It's completely insane. It's obviously not ever going to happen, for the simple reason that no corporation wants to put itself out of business. And so this assertion by the media that drug companies are doing wonderful work for humanity and they're going to solve all the problems with diseases and they're going to make the world a healthier place, it's total nonsense. It's complete malarkey, and you can... It's evident in the fact that the drug companies created the present-day superbug epidemic that now threatens humanity with drug-resistant bacteria, MRSA, CRE, C. diff, what have you, in the hospitals that are killing who knows how many tens of thousands of Americans every year being killed by these drug-resistant superbugs. Well, they were created, in essence, they were an offshoot of the antibiotics industry. And yet, the drug companies have decided they've abandoned the research pipelines for more antibiotics for the simple reason that there's not much money in it. So they created this massive problem that now threatens the human race and threatens hospital patients and kills tens of thousands of people a year. And then when you might expect them to maybe play some role in trying to solve this problem and develop the next frontline antibiotic, they say, there's not really any profit in it, so we're not going to pursue any of that research. That is the perfect demonstration of what actually drives Big Pharma. They're not interested in preventing deaths from superbugs. They're not interested in serving the interests of humanity. They're interested in making money. And that's it. So they go where the profits are. And where are the profits? The profits are found in disease. The profits are found in cancer. The profits are found in diabetes. The profits are found, a big wave of profits coming soon for Alzheimer's and dementia. And they're counting on those profits, you see. And the last thing they ever want to see in our world is a cure for any of those things. So they have to attack and censor the documentaries and the summits and the books and the websites that teach people how to not need expensive drugs. You see how crucial that is. Once you understand the business model of the pharmaceutical industry, it becomes obvious that they are not interested in doing anything unless it makes them money. And to think otherwise is a demonstration of insanity. When you've got these journalists that are at the Washington Post or the New York Times or where have you, and they're asserting that, the drug companies don't really want to make money, and they really want to put themselves out of business by solving these disease problems, they are actually irrational, if not insane, but more likely just bought and paid for. They're prostitutes of the pharmaceutical industry, pretending to be journalists. That's the most common thing that you find, and no one's surprised about that anymore. Everybody knows that the New York Times is funded by the pharmaceutical industry. Everybody knows CNN is funded by Big Pharma. Everybody knows that the drug industry has financially infiltrated much of the media and much of academia, the universities, the science journals, and of course government regulators as well. And to remind you, the overall model behind this whole thing is to keep people sick in order to create demand for high-profit pharmaceuticals that people have to keep buying over and over and over again because they never solve the problem. I mean, think about it. If there was a drug that actually worked to cure a disease, literally, if you take one pill and you're cured of cancer, well, you could argue that that kind of makes sense, as long as it doesn't poison you at the same time. If they ever invent a pill that just sort of reprograms the body's cells to never be cancerous, you know, you could argue that, yeah, maybe taking that pill, even if that one pill is $5,000, might be worth taking that one pill, but they don't work that way. The cancer treatments, chemotherapy, cause repeat cancer. The treatments of one disease cause another disease. I saw an article the other day that prostate cancer drugs cause diabetes. Yeah, and then antidepressant drugs, SSRIs, also cause diabetes. And then diabetes causes cancer. And then cancer drugs cause kidney failure. You know, it's just this vicious cycle of drugs and damage and hospital bills and hospital visits and doctors billing Medicaid and Medicare and cashing in off of your suffering while you never get any better. How many people do you know who are on five or more pharmaceuticals that ever get better on those drugs? Ask yourself that question. Just use some common sense, you know. Look around you. The emperor has no clothes. The people who are using the most pharmaceuticals are the least healthy people in society. And find a couple of your friends that are super healthy. They're really healthy people, you know, they have great vigor and energy. They look good and they have healthy minds and healthy bodies and they're physically active. Ask them, how many pharmaceuticals are you taking every day? For most of those people, the answer is zero. Because you don't stay healthy if you start taking Big Pharma's toxic drugs every day. They actually make you diseased. That's what they are designed to do. The what they're approved for to treat a health condition is a farce. It is the excuse for pushing pills onto you that actually keep you diseased and keep you locked in a cycle of dependence on that system. Did you know, for example, that the FDA never tests any drugs? The FDA doesn't conduct any scientific testing of whether drugs work. Did you know that? The FDA relies utterly on the pharmaceutical industry to do the science themselves. They pay for the science and they influence the scientists. They get the results they want and then they forward those data to the FDA. And then based on that data, the FDA will decide whether the drug is approved or not. But the FDA doesn't confirm any of the studies. And that's why most of these studies are completely fraudulent. Virtually all of the science conducted by the pharmaceutical industry is unreliable, and it is influenced by money to get the results that they want to get. Even the studies that are published in the British Medical Journal or the Lancet or Nature are mostly unreliable if they have anything to do with for-profit pharmaceuticals and medications. The drug companies got the results they wanted because they know how to hire researchers who produce the results they want. And if they can't produce it through good science, no problem. They can just fake the science. They can invent whatever numbers they want. They can twist the numbers or they can selectively remove data points from the clinical trial data set. They can twist it, they can massage it, they can do anything they want to do to get the results. And then they forward that to the FDA. And the FDA says, this drug must work for, you know, Alzheimer's or whatever. And then the FDA approves it. That's the racket. That's how the racket is structured. And then from that day on, every person who's taking that drug to treat Alzheimer's is actually damaging something else in their body. Maybe they're damaging their liver. Maybe they're damaging their heart or their brains, or their skin, or their reproductive health, or sleep quality. Or even they could be damaging the mitochondria of their cells and suffering from chronic fatigue caused by the pharmaceuticals. Whatever it is, it's sure to send that person back to the doctor, back to the hospital, back for what? More drugs. You see? Repeat business. That's the revenue model. To summarize, and I started this talk with, you know, Big Pharma and their business model. The big picture, the big takeaway from all of this is to realize that the drug industry only exists today because of its monopoly practices. It has monopolized the industry. It's monopolized pricing. It has created FDA-enforced monopolies over drug pricing. And it has created scientific monopolies throughout academia, medical schools, science journals, and the media. This monopoly greatly serves the interests of the pharmaceutical industry, but it is a great betrayal of the interests of humanity. And anyone who tries to tell you that the drug companies are serving humanity is either clinically insane, mentally deranged, or on the payroll of Big Pharma. And maybe some people are all three. There is no rational approach. There's no rational way to say that Big Pharma wants to put itself out of business by making people healthy. It wants to keep people sick. It wants to keep its monopolies. It wants to keep its revenue models in place, which depend on the repeat business caused by repeat sickness. And that is why that industry and all the media that it has infiltrated are going to incessantly and repeatedly attack documentaries, films, books, articles, websites, personalities that teach people how to be well. Anyone who becomes effective at teaching people how to prevent disease or reverse cancer or cure type 2 diabetes, any person who engages in that kind of activity is going to be targeted for destruction by the pharmaceutical establishment and its infiltration and influence engines, which include Forbes.com, the Washington Post, Wikipedia, science journals, you know, the British Medical Journal, Lancet, universities, and so on and so forth. The establishment does not want you to be well. The bottom line is that the only person who has any vested interest in you being healthy and disease-free is you. Think about it. When you are healthy and you don't have cancer and you don't have diabetes and you don't have to visit the doctor every 2 weeks, you are losing money for the industry. Money that they counted on, because they statistically counted on 1 out of 3 people getting cancer. They're betting on that. When you don't get cancer because you eat organic, you have healthy lifestyles, you avoid GMOs, you avoid toxic vaccine adjuvants like mercury and aluminum, you avoid toxic personal care products, you eat healthy, you exercise, you grow some of your own food, you get some sunlight, you boost your vitamin D, you eat superfoods, you eat clean food, you avoid heavy metals, you do all these things, you piss off the drug companies, you piss off the mainstream media that makes money off your sickness. You piss these people off because you deny them their opportunity to exploit your suffering for their profit. And that's why they hate the natural health movement. That's why they hate the homegrown food movement. It's why they hate the Truth About Cancer documentary series. It's why they hate my new book, Food Forensics, available on Amazon.com with free Prime shipping, by the way. Because, again, Jeff Bezos has built a machine. We're going to use it to get our books out. Heck yeah, we're going to use it. The industry hates all of these things because they keep you healthy and they empower you with options that you didn't have otherwise. The last thing that the pharmaceutical cartels want is for you as a consumer to have a choice in your own health outcome. They don't want you to have influence over your health. They want you to be trapped in this false paradigm of thinking that diseases happen spontaneously as a matter of bad luck and bad genes, as if there's some kind of mystical voodoo that causes cancer to appear in your body, rather than cause and effect of cellular communication gone wrong, influenced by toxic chemicals in your food and medicine and diet and so on. They want you to be ignorant. So, in effect, the mainstream media that's pharma-funded and the pharmaceutical companies, they are all their marketing model is rooted in darkness. It is rooted in human suffering. It is rooted in destruction of truth. It is rooted in concealment and hiding information from people. It is rooted in keeping you mentally enslaved, keeping you ignorant and even medically illiterate so you don't realize the truth of how much power you have over your health outcome. It's rooted in deception. It's rooted in the quack journalism art of personal attacks, defamation, slander, character assassination. Lying in the media, which they do routinely every single day, to try to protect this monopoly. So you're dealing with forces of tremendous darkness and evil, unethical operators throughout the media, throughout the pharmaceutical cartel, throughout the vaccine industry, throughout government that regulates it or claims to. You're dealing with tremendous evil. And so who are the forces of enlightenment? Who are the forces of life and love? Those are the forces that are trying to empower you, trying to educate you, that are giving you new information, new options, expanding your horizons, expanding your choices, giving you transparency, showing you what's in your food, what's in your medicine, what's in a vaccine. It's all about transparency, and that goes along with light and truth. That is what we are, and that is what you support, obviously, if you're listening. As the Health Ranger, I promote knowledge, wisdom, empowerment. I promote people having the freedom of choice to choose the health outcome they want and to have the knowledge to make it a reality by knowing enough about nutrition and disease prevention that they can use foods as medicines. Foods are the best medicines. In fact, if you know much about foods and herbs and essential oils, modern medicine is largely obsolete. So join the forces of light and help spread this information, help empower others so they can wake up and take back their health and not be a victim of this industry of deception and control and darkness and destruction, that industry being the pharmaceutical companies and the media mouthpieces that promote their agendas. Thank you for listening. Again, my name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. My website is naturalnews.com. My podcasts are found at healthrangerreport.com. My science laboratory is available at cwclabs.com. And my new upcoming book, Food Forensics, which is released July 26th, is available. You can download the first section of the book, the introduction chapter, free of charge at foodforensics.com. Avail yourself of all of these knowledge resources. They're all free. All the websites I just mentioned are all free. Empower yourself, learn everything you can, and you too can avoid being a victim of the pharmaceutical cartel that is counting on you being sick for them to generate repeat profits. Take care. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab-tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.